This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We're going to give you our September podcast, the type fishing we're experiencing, what we anticipate will be going on, talk a little bit about the trout, a little bit about the bass. The low streams that we have on most of our trout streams really present some serious problems for the guy who likes to fish dry flies. That is, we get dragged so easily in these low, clear pool, and the trout just simply turn away from it. They'll come up under it, look at it, and just as you think they're going to take it, they turn away and they're gone. This results from us getting drag on our leader and our fly line. The easiest way I know to overcome this drag is to use a slack line cast. Many years ago, Vince Marinaro taught me on the Latorte how to use his puddle cast. This is easy to do, and the more you use it, the more proficient you'll become with it. I use it a tremendous amount. Now, the object here is to let that dry fly, our dry fly on the surface, drift just like a natural insect. So in order to achieve that, we've got to negate those crazy currents that are around it, downstream from it, all over the place. We've got to overcome those. So a good slack line cast like Vince's puddle cast will do that. All right, when I'm on the stream, whether I'm fishing to a rising fish or whether I'm covering the water, I'm coming forward with my presentation cast. I want that fly to land out there and drift naturally. So in order to do that, on the presentation cast coming forward, I stop the motion of the rod about 45 degrees over the water, and I have extended about 10 feet more line than I think I'm really going to need to reach that target. Got 10 feet extra line. Stop that rod motion, zap, 45 degrees. That allows that to fall in a puddle, just like Vince said. That line can go in a puddle beside it, downstream, whatever, and the fly will drift naturally, just like the real insect, and zap, you've got your fish. The more you use this, the more proficient you'll come with it. You'll be able to put that slack exactly where you want it. And in a given day on the stream this time of year, I'll probably use a puddle cast in at least half of my cast to make sure I'm getting a natural drift. Now, there's one other cast that I use in order to get slack out there on the leader and to a certain extent on the line. And that's what we call the Lazy S cast. All right, I'm making my presentation cast. I'm ready to show my fly to the fish. I'm coming forward as the line is turning over on the presentation cast. I'm going to wiggle the rod tip back and forth from left to right. This is going to throw some S's in that line and in that leader. The fly will land on the water before those S's can wash out. I would like to think my fly is going to drift to that trout and zap, I've got him. I even blend the two, the puddle cast and the Lazy S cast, here and in the Rockies. We're loading up right now to head to the Rockies. On the pseudocleon hatch out there, I'll use a puddle cast, I'll use a Lazy S cast, whatever it takes to make my fly drift naturally. The more you use these, the more proficient you'll come with it, and the more trout you'll catch. So slack line cast, any way you're going to go about it that you can control what's happening, will improve your fishing. All right, let's talk about our smallmouth bass fishing. The rivers are getting low, but they are still fishable. I've had wonderful fishing in the last month, and I see no reason that it won't continue on. The last couple of evenings I've hit it about 6:45 to 7:30, the Hexagenia duns start coming off. Now, this is a big mayfly. It's on a size 8. I match that with the Mr. Rapidan skater in a size 8. What I do, I watch to see where the rising fish are. if the water is, we'll say, 5 feet deep, 5 or 6 feet deep, and I see some rises down and across from me, I'll cast down and across about a 45-degree angle, try to drop that fly, dry fly now, Mr. Rapidan Skater, try to drop it about 2 feet above where I see that rise form. If it's a dimple rise form, you know he is feeding on the adult on the surface. I let it drift down to him and twitch it, oh, just about a 2-inch twitch every 5 seconds to kind of make it look like I want to fly off the water. This is very, very effective. And anytime you see that dimple rise, this is going to take it. Now, in the last 2 evenings when I've been out, although there have been a heck of a number of Hexagenia duns in the air, the fish have been feeding primarily on the emerger of the Hexagenia mayfly. Now, how do I know they're doing that? Because I'm seeing splashy rises, I'm seeing swirls, I'm seeing bass jump in the air. Why is that guy out in the air? Did he come out chasing somebody? No way. He was chasing an emerging Hexagenia nymph, if you want to call it that, toward the surface. The inertia in his body throws him out. You don't know if he got that nymph or not, but the inertia of his body throws him out. The water makes a swirl, all that. Now, what I do on these guys, and I should have done it yesterday evening, except I was about to freeze to death by that time. All right. I put a Mr. Rapidan soft tackle, olive soft tackle, about a size 8, on a 3-foot dropper underneath my dry fly. Use the same dry, but I'd go back there with about 3 feet of 2X and put my soft tackle on there. Then I fish that down and across. Now, we're still fishing out here in water that's 5-6 feet deep. But when you see those splashes and those swirls, fish that with a dropper. Go down and across. About half the fish I'm taking are taking the emerger, and half of them are taking the dry. And this is fun kind of fishing. Now, they catch me napping every now and then. I'm usually wading upstream to prospect the water. So I'll wade upstream, and lo and behold, here right upstream 50 feet from me, I see about 6 or 8 smallmouth bass feeding on, we'll say I see them sucking them under. I know they're feeding on the adults. I move up, and all of a sudden I realize this water is getting shallower and shallower and shallower. I realize that upstream where I see those fish rising, that water is probably only about 2 or 3 feet deep. Past experiences have told me I'm going to put those guys down sure as a whirl, even with a long shoot out a long cast. I'm probably going to put them down with my wading, not the cast, but the wading. So what I do with those guys, I don't try to circle them and fish them down the cross. I fish those guys upstream, wading just as carefully as I can. I'd rather stay with my dry skater if I can, but if I see them doing a lot of swirls and jumping, I'm going to go with the dry and the dropper underneath of it. But where that water is shallow, I know I've got to wade upstream to them, or I'm going to put them down. But that is a very, very exciting way to fish for smallmouth bass, and you can take a lot of big bass this way. One evening before I really got into this, I was fishing right here close to town, same place I was fishing day before yesterday. But when I looked downstream, I heard this rise form, I heard splashy water and stuff downstream below me. I looked downstream, and so help me, in an honest, measured 60 seconds, I saw 17 smallmouth bass take the Hexagenia adult off the surface of the water. That is exciting smallmouth fishing, and I strongly encourage you to try it. It's on all of this month, the last hour of daylight. It's on all the last hour of daylight. All of this month and probably into the second week of October. So go for this and just have a good time with it. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. If you have any questions on that, just give me a ring. Thank you so much.